Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk without the nasty voice and instead with Jamie Bloom.
Yeah, you were having a little trouble there with your throat a minute
ago. Well, it wasn't until just when I turned the recorder on. It's like, wow, this is not good. So Jamie, do you have artistic ability? Are you an arty person?
I won't totally put myself down and say that I'm not. I learned how to do calligraphy at one point,
really?
I even did calligraphy for some other people's weddings.
Uh-huh.
And I can do that. But to sit and sketch a picture of a bird,
sure,
it would look comical.
Uh-huh.
Because I just don't have that kind of an eye. I can't really draw or paint. But I really appreciate art. And I feel,
too.
You know, I did photography for a long time, and I felt like I had a fairly good eye for photography, you know. But, yeah, otherwise, no.
In fact, one of my most favorite Smithsonians was one that I wasn't expecting, but I was traveling around town. We were on a business meeting around Washington, D.C., and he was going to go to the Smithsonian Art Museum.
Uh-huh.
I thought, it's going to be a little dry.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't, because it had all these masters hung in there. Strangely enough, they have no cover over them at all.
Really?
And all these school kids, the walking within 3 feet,
uh-huh,
of these masters.
Coughing on it,
and
sneezing on it.
Yeah. And then, you know, you go to some museums, it's like, no flash photography.
Yeah.
And it was like there, that's like, take all the pictures you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just
really
amazing. Yeah. Huh. So anyway, I was just amused at that. But this one guy in Germany, he was a guard at a museum, a night guard at a museum.
Mm-hmm.
He was also an artist. And so he thought, you know what? I think I'm going to hang some of my art in here. So I don't know if it was one night or several nights, he hung a number of his art pieces in the art museum.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that against the law? I'm not sure.
Well, I'm sure it probably was.
Well, what would the charge be?
I don't know. Did he put his own name underneath them, or did he just try to pass it off?
Well, now you got a good point. I think he might have put his own name in, or not put. By the way, this museum had a lot of very famous artists.
Uh-huh.
Picasso and Monet, mm-hmm, and Dolly.
And Fred Smith. Whatever his name is.
Exactly, yeah. They actually didn't give his name on this.
Okay.
And it was German anyway, so I probably couldn't have said it. But,
well, you know,
yeah,
sometimes you're at an art museum and you'll walk up to one that's a real abstract or something and you'll go, I could have done that, or my 3-year-old could have done that. You know, you hear people joke about that sometimes because, yeah.
Well, they think it was up there for several days because the supervisor actually happened to walk through, and it isn't something that the supervisor, you know, goes through all the time, because once they put up a display, it'll be there for several months.
Uh-huh.
He walks through and he goes, what's this?
What is this?
And it was the Night Watchman's art. I think that's just hilarious.
That is really funny.
It was like,
so did they fire him, I'm assuming?
Well, the impromptu addition to the gallery was taken down, and the man was fired.
He was fired.
Yeah,
oh, it's too bad they couldn't have just laughed that off.
Yeah, well, if he's doing that at night, what else could he be doing?
What else could he possibly be doing? I've seen Night at the Museum.
Exactly.
Number one and number two.
According to the newspaper, the employee had drilled two holes in an empty hallway to hang the hole, and so they didn't really like that he was defacing their property. So,
yeah. When I was in Italy, we just plain did not have time to go through museums and things like that. We were just in such a rush. We only had about one day in each one of the cities. I'd really like to go back and actually go through some of the art museums because I know it's just incredible. But
well, again, I think it's a hidden treasure, or very little people talk about, is the Smithsonian Art Museum. I mean, see, there's like 12 Smithsonians,
right,
in Washington,
and I have
D.C.
been in a couple when I was on that trip my senior year.
Well, you can't hardly go to all
I think
of
we
them.
Were in Air and Space.
Uh-huh. Everybody goes to that, and it's really well done.
It was neat.
Though the one at Hutchinson is amazing. It's
too.
Not as big, but it's right here, people. Don't miss that.
The Cosmosphere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the if you went through all of them, it would take a long time. It's really worked out well for me because I've gone through about one every trip I went,
mm-hmm,
and it isn't so overwhelming.
Right.
So I would recommend it.
I've always really been interested in is archaeology.
Oh, really?
I just think it's...
Your dad is into that.
He's very into that, yes, as well. Archaeologists
Well,
recently,
and Tamara's dad was a lifelong one. I mean, they are auctioning some of his finds over periods of time
he
now.
He had a huge collection, a lot of Native American artifacts that he found through the
years.
Amounts. Yeah, and lots of glass. He have had lots of glass bottles and things like that. So, yeah, I find it really interesting, too. And I was able to visit, Pompeii. While I was in Italy, and there were archaeologists on site that day that we were able to observe who were, they're still digging that city up. You know, they're still working on it. And that was really interesting to watch them do that for a little while and then to turn around and look at everything they had already uncovered.
Well, you know, since we're there, let's talk just a little bit about your dad. He goes on the, well, I don't know if he has in the last year or two, but he goes on the state-sponsored
Kansas Historical Society does.
Or Anthropology Society. Is it, you think it's Historical Society?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So they'll do a dig, or is it called a dig?
Yeah, excavation. I'm not sure what it is. They'll do something for a day at a site.
Is it only a day?
Well, no, it's not just a day, but I think a lot of times that's all he participates in.
Oh, okay.
It's fairly hard work.
Oh, it's terrible hard work.
And but they'll, if you want to be involved, they'll let you be involved. You can go and help them, and as they try to find things, and then they... You know,
well,
there's
the last
whole process they go through.
I knew there was a huge dig down around Ark City because they had found an entire city of Native Americans that was down in that area. And I think they continue to excavate. That's the word I'm looking for, excavate that area.
Yeah. Well, recently, archaeologists made an extraordinary discovery in Van France, V-A-N-N-E-S, I'm not sure if that's Vannes, Van, Vaughn, France, unearthing an incredibly well-preserved 600-year-old castle. This was just a couple of weeks ago this hit the news. A 600-year-old castle that had been hidden just below the surface of a hotel courtyard. Now, they knew it was there.
Oh.
But they, I don't know, I guess they, the stunning ruins of the Château de la Hermine, built in the 1380s by the Duke of Brittany, Jean the Fourth, revealed a rich history of power and elegance. The castle ruins included a grand ground floor measuring almost 140 feet in length, indoor toilets with drainage pipes, which in the 1300s, like that's pretty amazing, an integrated water-powered mill, and a system of defensive towers and staircases. The moat surrounding the castle, which could only be crossed by a wooden bridge, added to the fortress-like appearance of the structure. Well, I saw this article and was really interested in it, so I got online to actually look at some of the pictures of the excavation and
well, if it was, I mean, if it was an intact castle, it appears a lot of it was intact anyway, right? I mean, it wasn't like they bulldozed it in, built over the top, or did they?
What I imagined in my head and then what I saw on the screen were two different things, and it's still pretty far from being unearthed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just starting
to. Is
what
there
I could
rooms
see.
Down there?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. But the way I read it was that somebody chose to build over the top of that at some point, and that someone knew that that was under there.
Sure.
But
a lot of cities are that way in Europe. Yeah. You know, they just basically, well, like here, you generally haul the rubble off. But I think there they would just raise the building and then just build right up over the top of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, somewhere I saw a castle and it was on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, it wasn't, you know, 700, 800 years ago, 1,000 years ago, that wasn't a hill. They had rebuilt it so many times that now it's a hill. And then also the ground around of it may have eroded over time.
Right.
But they built on it so many times that now it's a hill.